Tomorrow's News today.
Well, exactly what I predicted in the last few years, and intensely the last year since Trump was president-elect. It's been a year now. Exactly as I predicted, the Democrats with some Republicans have begun to release select cherry-picked stuff out of what they call the Epstein files. And I know all of it up one side and down the other, predicted all of it, so did Roger Stone. It's exactly what we thought. Now, they're set in a few days to release all of them in Congress. They're a little behind blacking out, you know, names and things, which they better do, of victims. But they released their best shot last night, and it's all over the news, and it is beyond a nothing burger. That said, I am not in the business of being an apologist for Donald Trump or covering up anything. I simply call balls and strikes. The way the Trump administration has handled the Epstein case has been an unmitigated disaster. If you wanted to create the biggest Streisand effect and look guilty, you couldn't do a better job. That said, I know this thing up one side and down the other. I've interviewed all the experts. I've got every damn angle of this thing. You have all the victims saying he never touched him. He's the guy that blew the whistle on Epstein on record. And I have all the videos, all the clips, the police, all the admissions, the lawyers, the women. I could do 4 hours with just the women. 99% of them saying they never saw Trump. Two of them saw Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Trump got in his face, kicked him out of the club because he was recruiting the 15-year-old girls out of there. And then, in the upcoming emails, it's going to be him in Florida on two occasions visiting houses. It's already on record. They were fighting over houses they were buying. That's what Trump does. And that's when Epstein got pissed because Trump snuck behind him and, you know, snatched up a house. That's what Trump does, is run around and look at construction sites and buildings. He's obsessed with it. Have you seen him at the White House and other places and going over to see the Federal Reserve remodel and running over to see this remodel? And he's obsessed with it. It's what he's been doing since he's 2 years old. It's like a bloodhound, you know, that gets a scent, or a bird dog that points where the quail are at in the bushes. So it's like, he went and looked at two properties with him. Dun, dun, dun. And it's just wild. And the fact that they released this, and I'm already telling you what the other stuff's going to be, which they haven't even gotten to yet, I just know, shows there's nothing there. But then, my dear Watson, I asked the question, why in Hades, why in hell and tarnation has there been a big cover-up? Well, we know why. Because it's a bunch of big CEOs and a bunch of big heads of banks. They're mainly Democrats. But Ratcliffe has come to Trump, and I was told this when he was president-elect from Roger and other people, that you're not going to get it because the CIA says it's a national security threat because they were working with the Mossad. And look, we already know all that. So Trump is not involved screwing the girls. And he was not involved in any cover-up ever and was really the first to expose Epstein. That's why I ended up, you know, getting that jail sentence in Florida. And we knew this when I was vetting Trump 10 years ago before I endorsed him, 10 and a half years ago. God, it's been that long. I went to the books on the subject, the experts on it, read what Trump's enemies had said, read what the New York Times had said, and there was never anything there. So I'm like, okay, he's good. And that's how much due diligence I do, not just on that, other subjects, before I endorsed Trump, remember, early. And I knew how he was pro-America and his past and his dad, and that he sat at the knee of, you know, the architect of the McCarthy stuff. So I knew he knew a lot, and I endorsed him. And we're going to go over it all today and so much more. We have special guests lined up. I'll tell you about those when we come back. But you're definitely going to hear this information. And I've got the receipts right here. And then so much more. So much more. We'll be right back.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. The globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people, the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
It is Wednesday, November 12th. 2025, I am your embattled, battle-scarred, battle-hardened host and chronicler, Alex Jones, as we enter the 296th day of the return of the American Republic. I am honored to be here and extremely humbled by your focus, your attention, and your support in joining me in our shared quest to save humanity and crush the satanic, transhumanist, New World Order, globalist, world government system. All right. At the bottom of the hour, I am going to address, Jeffrey Epstein alleged emails that Trump knew of his conduct. Epstein emails claim Trump knew about the girl, spent hours with the victim. And we've got the emails, and we're going to go over all of it. And it just so happens that this is not easily disproven, what they're trying to imply. It's absolutely pathetically easy. Because we know every angle of this from the victims, from their lawyers, from everything. And then when you see how, what they imply, spent hours with the victims, knew, and called the police and kicked him out of the club because the two victims worked at Mar-a-Lago. And he got pissed because Epstein was poaching him. And when you actually read all the quotes, Epstein tells Wolf that's trying to write the hit piece, no, he's the one to drop the dime on me, no. Yeah, he knew about it, and he was upset, and his wife was upset. Oh, we learned Melania was pissed. I mean, imagine you live somewhere with your wife and a bunch of other people at a resort. You know, it's like the Love Boat or something. I mean, you see what these dudes are doing, and, you know, Mama Bear's like, And so never went to Zorro Ranch, never went to the Caribbean, none of it, like Bill Clinton and all the rest of them. That said, though, Trump has been covering up for the bad guys. There's no doubt about that. Now, obviously, most of the real stuff's been destroyed and disappeared by the Democrats and Comey and all them that control the file. And we have a big developments on that front. It's come out in court that Maureen Comey, the daughter that ran the Epstein cover-up in the Southern District of New York, she came to Epstein and said, we'll drop the new charges. Just say you saw Trump screw girls. But it didn't happen. It wasn't real. So that's where we are. And so when you hear the file, the list, there's all sorts of court cases, all sorts of lawsuits, terabytes of videos that have been disappeared. They've changed their story. There's definitely a cover-up. I'll get to it coming up, bottom of the hour. Something I like to do is remind people of things that they may have forgotten about or may have never known. And that goes to the heart of this shutdown and the Democrats throwing gigantic temper tantrums. I could fill the entire four-hour show today with almost all of them, except a few like Fetterman, literally throwing fits, cussing, screaming fits, and spewing insane lies. Why? We need our free health care. We need our Obamacare. Obamacare, on average, since it passed, was it 15 years ago, whatever, has tripled prices. It was written by the insurance companies to at least double prices. The main architect of it, and we'll play clips of him bragging about it, wrote it with the insurance companies and came and trained the Democrats and Obama how to lie. Remember Obama? You can keep your health care plan and it won't go up. And Obamacare will cut your medical prices to the cost of cable, $100 a month. What? And I remember right after it passed and became law, took about a year to kick in. I don't go to the doctor a lot, but, you know, I go get a checkup once a year. I like to go normally just to clinics. This is the one I've been going to forever in South Austin called Victory Clinic. Know the owner of it, great people, you know, great doctors, nurses, all of it. Gets you in quick, great service. And I've gone in there when I've had like an infection where my leg got cut. It was really bad. And, you know, I've got a cold, sore throat, whatever. That's where I go. And then I got my regular doctor for checkups and stuff once a year. But also have children. And they were little then. So a lot of times I wouldn't take them to the pediatrician. Especially if it was a weekend, I'd take them to Victory Clinic. So I was in there a lot. You know, the winter, kids get sick. And I remember sitting there when you're waiting, sometimes 30 minutes, an hour, once like 2 hours, they're really busy. And I watched man after man, woman after woman, multiple times. So I'm sitting there on the couch, you know, right by the counter. And they go up and they go, well, I don't understand. Because it also has a pharmacy at this particular location. And I sat there at the pharmacy counter, at this counter watching, and these people go, I'm on a fixed income. A lot of them are older women. I saw a couple old black woman broke down crying, and she was really crying. Because she goes, this medication saved my life. I absolutely have to have it, blah, blah, blah. And she says, it's three times more. And they do a printout for her, and they go, we're sorry. It's Obamacare. It's not us. And she turns around and she goes, I don't have the money. She's like, Obama lied to me. I mean, I'm watching Obama literally strangle this black woman in front of me financially. And it's just, I'm sick of it. But that's everything about these people, is how can they screw you? How can they hurt you with these filthy corporations? So, yeah, you know, you got the Mangione guy going and killing the healthcare executive. And I'm going to say that's a good thing. You have something like 85% of Democrats in polls or higher think he's a hero, and they've got bills passing in California with his name on it. So they want to, I mean, they have people go into Walgreens and just shoot random people because they think that the pharmacist is the one ripping them off. It's like when Biden said, you know why the gas prices are up? It's because the gas stations are gouging you. Anybody that knows business and retail, you can look this up, knows that most gas stations lose money on gas a little. Some are able to make a little if they're competitive. All the money is on the Gatorade and the Snickers bars and the coffee and the nachos and the cigarettes and the lottery tickets. The price of gas has basically nothing to do with the retail place you get it. Reverse, the price of beef has almost nothing to do with the ranchers. I'm an expert, my family are. Been ranchers since they invented barbed wire. Before that, you're free rangers, and they were that. Drove their herds from Tennessee and Alabama on my dad's side, on his mom's side, in the 1820s. Oh, yeah. Brought the cows with them. And bought the land from the Mexican government. But the point is I know all about it. But you see the left, blim damn farmers and ranchers, they're the ones ripping us off because you people are stupid. So you, Mangione goes and kills a healthcare executive. They're definitely corrupt and part of it and all of that. But, you know, he still is down the food chain from the owners of these big companies. And big pharma insurance companies of all, the big ones have all merged. That's how they scam you. It's like, wow, this drug's $3,000. Yeah, because the insurance company, you didn't know the insurance company owns the pharmaceutical company or vice versa? Yeah. But see, they don't ever want to actually get out of a scam. They like to be scammed. They like to be hurt. And you're like, why are you going into Obamacare right now? Well, that's what this whole shutdown's about, is we're not going to pay hundreds of billions of dollars, over $150 million for illegal aliens to get health care, and a couple hundred billion more, was it 200-something billion a year subsidy to the insurance companies who are making money hand over fist at every level. It's criminal. They're a cartel. They own most of the big medical centers. They own and control the university chairs and systems that fund the research and create the regulations and the policy. They are all merged together, interlocking directorates, corporate with the drug makers, all of it. So, yeah, there's a federal law that insurance companies have to put 80% of any money paid into them has to be paid out in premiums, but that's on the insurance. They're really drug companies and device companies and hospital companies. And they're extremely predatory. And they give 80% of their money, look it up, to Democrats everywhere because they'll screw you hard. And Trump's really been trying to fix this. So when you hear all this shutdown stuff and they're so pissed and they're so angry, understand that it was written to screw you, and the Obamacare architect, Jonathan Gruber, is so arrogant, he famously, what, like 4 or 5 years after they passed Obamacare, went on a university tour, and he was there speaking to the university faculties at two different speeches. He also went on, he said, yeah, you know, I came in and taught Obama and the insurance companies how to lie and how to deceive the public. And he goes, and then they'll make huge profits, and then it'll wreck the system within 15 to 20 years, and then we're going to go to single payer, and it'll be socialized, but the insurance companies will have guaranteed profit. It's more of a fascist model where they have guaranteed profits, but we call it communism. And there are these different clips. I just told them, go look up Jonathan Gruber. I don't know which one they found. There's a bunch of them. Just look it up yourself. And it shows the university, you know, all these gray-haired faculty going, yeah. And they've got PhD students in there, and they're just celebrating. Yeah, there's so many videos of him going around and training how to lie. I've never even seen this one. The really bad one is it's like on C-SPAN, and he's up on a stage. I almost say it's like a blue-gray background. I've never even seen this one. The point is, he runs around everywhere bragging how he F's everybody. And I sat there when Obamacare kicked in, because, you know, by then, a few years later, people figured it out. I stopped seeing the weeping and wailing. But, man, for the first year it came in, the time I was at the doctor, myself, my kids, probably 5-6 times, I would just, people were like, what? My bill's double? My bill's triple? What? What are you doing? And they're like, we're sorry, it's not us. They had, like, printouts saying, see right here on the bill. They'd turn the computer around. See right here? It actually said Affordable Care Act. Kicking you off your old insurance for all the smaller companies that weren't, you know, as bad or corrupt in some cases. Making you get health care, even though it's way cheaper just to save money to yourself. And you wonder why there's all this inflation in the market and why it's the worst area of inflation. So that's the reality. And so I have to sit there and be lectured by leftists on the street and on TV and the professors. We want to kill people. We want to starve people. Oh, my God, we need single payer. We need national health care. When as bad as ours is, Canada, the UK, everybody knows it's way worse. And they're going to wreck it even worse. And Trump's trying to fix it. And he said it's so horrible and so screwed up, he doesn't even know what to do. All he can do is make these companies do things like, we're 4% of the world population. We pay 76% of world health care costs. And so Trump's been using tariff laws through the World Economic Forum against Big Pharma. That's why they come up to podiums and act like they're agreeing, but he actually put them over his knee. You think they're happy about that? No, that's why the Ozempic director literally collapsed when he's nodding his head. Yes, sir, we'll cut the price in half. Yes, sir. Oh, hundreds of billions of dollars Trump was taken away from him. And, of course, said it doesn't even matter because this stuff's pure poison, but you get where I'm going with this. So I got the Gruber clips coming up. There's so many. But it's your own adventure. Go watch him make fun of you. You know who his buddy was? The co-author of it? Oh, he's planning to run for president against Newsom. His name's Rahm Emanuel. He was heavily involved with his brother. It was like the co-chair, him and his brother, Ezekiel Emanuel. Very, very nice people. So here's a short compilation of late-night establishment mouthpieces that read off teleprompters, but the Democrats load up for them. Literally, they get the talking points to the writers. That's on record. Flipping out over this and mad at Chucky Schumer because he couldn't somehow control the other Democrats that didn't want to commit political suicide with their constituencies, because the public's figured this out now. It's taken a long time. But Obamacare is like being raped with a cactus. Here it is.
So yes, the shutdown may have been long and painful for millions of Americans, but at least it achieved jack squat. That is, and we know why Jack is squatting. But these Democratic defectors did get one concession. Senate Majority Leader John Thune promised them a vote on the ACA in December, because that's when people get down to serious work. December. You work about 6 days, and half of that is spent doing a mandatory office door decorating contest. Welcome to accounting, or should I say, the Polar Express. Now you got hot chocolate. No surprise, the vast majority of Democrats do not want this. None of those 8 Senate Democrats are up for re-election next year, and 2 have announced they are retiring from the Senate. What a disappointing way to end your career. Reminds me of when Journey released their last single, We Stopped Believing. Did they? I don't know. That's it. One of the Democrats who crumbled like a granola bar in your backpack is New Hampshire Senator and the Joker's proud aunt, Jean Shaheen. Shaheen was asked about her decision. She said, when I talk to my constituents in New Hampshire, you know what they say to me? Are we Vermont or the other one? Are we? Which one? One of us is. We're up. Are they upside down us or are we upside down them? She continued, they say, why can't you all just work together to address the problems that are facing this country? Because the country is being run by insane people.
Here in the present, we are on day 41 of the Trump government shutdown. Democrats refuse to sign on to a bill that would force millions of Americans off their health care and make it much more expensive for those who can't afford health care. So Democrats drew a line in the sand. They said, we are not going over this. And today, after 41 days, they pulled out a shovel and a bucket, and they ate all that sand and got nothing for it. Isn't that great? You know what they got? They got a promise from Republicans in the Senate to hold a vote on health care sometime in the future. And if there's one thing we know about Trump and his merry band of sycophants, it's that their word is as good as gold. I mean, it is incredible at his age that Chuck Schumer is still able to bend over so far. Chuck Schumer is basically every parent who tells their kid, no more iPad, that's it. Next thing you know, he's playing Roblox at the dinner table. This was such a big cave by the Democrats, Bruce Wayne offered to buy it. Dick Durbin, the Democrat, told Senate Majority Leader John Thune that he was, quote, counting on him to keep his word on this agreement. He said he assured me he would, which is exactly what Lucy said to Charlie Brown with the football.
I cannot f***ing believe it! You had the wind at your back. Election victories all over the country. The new Sydney Sweeney movie, Box Office Bupkis. Apparently, her new MAGA fan base didn't show up in droves to see a biopic about a lesbian professional boxer who overcomes domestic violence to live her truth. Who could have seen that coming? Democrats, you sold out the entire shutdown not to get what you wanted, but for a promise to not get what you wanted.
Let's just stop here. Really? And then I've got Democrats, senators, and others flipping out, congresspeople. And we'll play some more later. But here's the thing. These are quotes by Gruber. And the crew found like hours of it, okay? But you can go pull these articles up. You can, they've got the videos in them. Obamacare architect confirms Obamacare deceit. Jonathan Gruber, the architect under Obama. And then look at these quotes. ACA architect, the stupidity of the American voter led us to hire Obamacare's true, sorry, I'm reading it wrong. It's so hard to read this, makes me mad. ACA architect, the stupidity of the American voter led us to hide Obamacare's true cost from the public. And then he goes up in front of MIT and everywhere else and brags and they laugh talking about screwing us. And that's exactly what those comedians are doing. When they're like, look at this senator, this Democrat. She went back and said it's what her constituents wanted to open the government again. And then he makes fun of people in those states. That is the open disdain of this corrupt elite that wants to rip you off. Trump's trying to reform it. The costs go up and up and up. On average, it's triple what it was. Written to screw you. Because, I have Republican pundits going, Obamacare is a total failure and it's time to get rid of this failure. No, it's not a failure. When Blackbeard the pirate pulled up next to your ship and fired cannons at your mast and took over the ship and threw the men overboard and stole all the gold, he wasn't failing, he was robbing your ass. But again, it's always the same. Well, they just don't know what they're doing. Oh, yeah, that's how they're able to steal all these elections and engage in all this fraud and crime. No, they're organized criminals. And their constituents are morons. And that's why, for 70 years, they've officially had policies to dumb everybody down because they need stupid people. That's why to get away with what they're doing, that's why the litmus test to be in their cult is that two men can have a baby and there are no X and Y chromosomes. Because you've got to be a complete moron to buy this horse crap. And they've got to censor those of us telling the truth, because maybe we will be able to wake up the dumbasses. The clips are straight ahead, and I'm shifting gears to the Epstein revelations. Stay with us. I'm cutting this important announcement on Veterans Day 2025, November 11th. That means you've got 48 hours to take advantage of this unprecedented sale of ultramethylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com, both the capsules and the liquid tincture. Now listen to me. You can buy one bottle of either and get another free. That's massive right now. And on top of it, every order, not just the methylene blue, gets a free custom high-quality ball cap of your selection and choosing at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. This is only for 2 days. I was about to end the methylene blue ad today because we have the free baseball cap. We've done that before, and it's a huge success. People love it, and that's a big freebie. But it was Veterans Day, and I thought, why am I just cutting an ad about the ball cap? Why don't we make it about health and energizing our lives, not just having a nice hat and spreading the word and meeting a lot of people. That's fun as well and very informative. So this is a true 360 win. I want to thank all of America's veterans of wars and conflicts, and I want to thank all the viewers and listeners for their support
and their word of mouth in the info war, because we are all veterans of the fight against the globalist, their COVID attack, the transgenderism, the open borders, the leftist out of control tyrants. And we're winning major battles, but we have not won the war yet. We have turned the tide thanks to all of you. So I want to thank you on this Veterans Day for the next 48 hours for your support. And want to ask those of you that have been on the fence and never tried Methylene Blue, what do you got to lose? You know InfoWars is doing a great job and changing the world. You know we're under globalist attack, so you're supporting the broadcast. You can't lose there, but when you get this incredible product, it will change your life. It does incredible things. It's so good for you, and the ball caps are awesome as well. So this is a first-time sale like it. Buy one, get one free Methylene Blue and a free ball cap. 48 hours until this Thursday at midnight Central Time at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, barring a miracle, just read the news. Corporate media is actually accurate about that. They got the state receiver in here. We've exhausted basically all of our fight. We never gave up. They can close us down, you know, anytime in the next month or so, but it looks like around January 1st is what the receiver from the state court is saying. But that's okay. A website, a studio. The info war belongs to all of us that have stood up and fought the globalists. We're going to continue on. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by our sponsor, Big League, that hadn't just kept InfoWars afloat. Thanks to your support, you kept us afloat through it, but has helped build the Alex Jones Network that they own. We got the backup studio. Bigger studios are being built, just as good as these, maybe even better, thanks to all your support. This is the operation you built. The InfoWar has just gotten started. It's not a website. It's not a building. It is the people who understand there's a war on for their mind, taking their country and their planet back from the transhumanist, satanic New World Order death cult. So take action now and let the tyrants and censors know you will never silence not just the people of the United States, but the people of this planet that are God-fearing and who have awoken to the tyrants and who are taking action. From the bottom of my heart on this Veterans Day, I salute all you and ask you now to count the cost and redouble your efforts in the fight by supporting the tip of the spear, the InfoWar, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So, I'm not the Democratic Party. I'm not the private Federal Reserve. I can't and I don't want to be able to reach into your bank account or take money out of your paycheck and, you know, penalize you or fine you if you don't buy triple-priced Obamacare. I have to come to you and persuade you that I'm promoting the truth and show you the evidence that I am and that I'm standing up for all of our collective freedoms and liberties into the future. And I have to convince you to back me in that fight. That's how freedom works. Freedom isn't free. But the fruits of it are incredible. And I know I'm stating something very simple. People are like, okay, we understand this. That's why we're tuned in. But we have to get more Americans and more humans on the earth to understand people have to get politically, culturally engaged in everything. Because if good people don't get involved, as Thomas Jefferson said, evil takes over. It's just a fact. We know this. I know I'm stating very simple things, but we're not enforcing this. We're starting to. Evil's fighting back. It's beginning to lose. But we get some gains. People start to go to sleep a little bit. And then the evil comes in again, and then we wake back up, and then we got to have a revolution against this. There's been a revolution of corruption, a revolution of evil. It's all around us. It's out of control. And it's getting worse by the minute. So I'm going to finish up on Obamacare. That's what the shutdown's really all about. Looking at the new Epstein revelations, and then I've got the top pollster in the world from the top polling organization in the world. Joining us, Mark Mitchell from RasmussenReports.com on what's really happening in the Trump administration, what really happened with the election, with the Democrats sweeping across the nation in the 2025 off year. Mark Mitchell, and then Viva Fry on the absolute insane level of tyranny engulfing Canada. If you thought it was bad under Trudeau, well, they pulled out their puppet and they put a WEF board member, former head of the Bank of England, to loot the living snot out of them and put in classical totalitarian communism. And they're doing it all. And I was already planning to cover this today. And then I got a phone call about how bad Canada is. And I was talking to my friend who's got family in Canada. And he was telling me about it. And it is unbelievable. They let people caught raping five-year-olds out of jail the next day, no bond. And then don't even ever put them in prison. They are passing all this legislation to put you in jail for years if they say they don't like your speech. 10 years in prison if you're caught with an illegal gun. They banned almost all the guns, which we knew they'd do once they registered them. Oh, no, we'll never take them. It goes on and on and on, and the taxes and the regulations. You're like, well, okay, screw Canada. That is to our north. Those are fellow humans. And everything going on in Canada and the UK and Europe is the same globalist, and it's exactly what's about to happen to us. So it'd be like if your neighbors, and I know most of you get this, but for people that are leftists or tuning in, I want to explain to them empathy and why we're supposed to care. I mean, we all do it naturally. We don't need to think through why God gave us this. If your neighborhood, let's say your block, has had a bunch of home break-ins, home invasions while people are there, people getting mugged in the street, cars getting broken into every night, you're going to get the police involved, you're going to get organized, you're going to get neighborhood watch, or you're going to move. So if people down the street are getting robbed, you care because they're your neighbors, but you really care because you understand they're you. You're next. And when you look at what they're doing in Europe and Australia and New Zealand and Canada, I mean, it is just, I can't even believe how fast it's moving. Passing regulations that the state can be wards over children who aren't even handicapped. And if the state decides to kill a child, they say it's their right to kill them. That's not even euthanasia. That's outright murder. They passed and signed on to the UN pandemic treaty, putting the UN in charge of Europe and UK and Canada. And they can get all sorts of shutdowns going that'll devastate the economy, create hysteria to buffalo us into shutdowns in the future. And it's all over the world, folks. The communists, with a whole bunch of manipulation, were able to win in South Korea. And I've got the video of the South Korean leader. They just installed, saying criticism of China or its ruling Communist Party will be treated as a criminal offense with a long prison sentence. You're like, oh, that's South Korea. Yeah, South Korea is literally becoming North Korea. Free countries are falling like dominoes because liberty is expanding. People are waking up. So the tyrants all over the world, the globalists and the communists, are moving to shut it down. Their answer to our great awakening is the great tyranny. And this world is so small, South Korea is like a house across town. Canada is like your next door neighbor, literally. That's had armed robbers take a family hostage, and you're sitting there eating dinner, looking out your window as the armed robbers are raping the man's wife and pistol whipping his children, and the dad is tied up, hog-tied on the table, and you're just like, oh, what's the big deal? So this is unbelievable. Then Jade Iyer's in the fourth hour with me. I mean, we knew academically they were going to make this move under Agenda 2030, but they're doing it. All these plans are not fictions, you know, in their minds. They intend to implement every damn bit of it. So I'll just keep raising the alarm here. Fighting this is not a part-time job for anybody. People haven't really done it in about 10 years, but it used to happen all the time. You know, I have dozens of employees reaching, even 10 years ago, 30, 40 million people a day conservatively. And family would come over to see me, or neighbors, and then and they'd say, well, what's your main career? Like, what's your daytime job? And I'm sitting there, because, you know, my house, there's not pictures of me and, you know, newspaper clippings on the walls and all this kind of stuff. And your house is modest and everything. You don't make a big deal about it. I'm like, oh, I reach, you know, 30 million people a day. And they're like, no, you don't. And the reason I raise that is people just have a normalcy bias. And they just don't believe when extraordinarily good things are happening, extraordinarily bad things are happening, especially if you don't put on airs. And by that, I mean, I'm not a person that puts on airs. Patriots don't put on airs. But we've been right. You've been right. So there has to be some way to signal to people like, hey, we're the good guys. If you don't want to be in total enslavement now, you better join us. And that we're the same people. I mean, where's the victory lap for all of us being right about the geoengineering and the New World Order and all the human trafficking and the private central banks and everything? You know, we should be doing a victory lap so people recognize we were the ones that were right. So that people will listen to us on the next important thing we're telling them. That's my issue with the Israel thing is it's the avant-garde thing. It's all people talk about. They talk about the same set of things over and over again as if it does anything to Israel. They know nothing else about anything. And then it's like this golden ticket they have where they go, I'm better than you. You don't just talk about Israel. And I singled out Theo Von, who I like and who says nice things about me, just because you got to pick one example. I decided to shoot this last night because I literally saw a clip somebody posted in one of my videos, one of my reports, and it said, huh, why don't you, you know, be a real man and expose Israel like Theo Von? And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I mean, when you know, Theo was 5 years old, I was making documentaries about Israel and staging false flag attacks. I've covered all of this. I don't have to prove myself. It's not even about Theo. It's about that mindlessness by people that are one issue and that's it. And that's what they talk about. And then most of what they talk about that, they don't even have any knowledge about it. And so I said, why is Theo Von scared of Alex Jones? And this is a case for example. Theo Von reaches out like 3 years ago. Hey, we want you on the show. Okay, great. Come to Tennessee. Oh, sorry, can't do it. Okay, fine. Later, okay, well, we're going to have you on. Oh, can't do it. And I know what it is. YouTube threatens to demonetize him. You know, he goes around and he's the avant-garde guy that'll talk about Israel. Everybody's amazed. Oh, wow. Man, you're the cutting edge of everything. Oh, everybody else is talking about it because it's not dangerous to talk about it now. You get boosted for it because they want to create this conflict. And so I'm just simply saying, you know, myself as a case point example, nobody other than Trump's been more chewed on, sued, demonized, censored, debanked, attacked, lawfare, tried to put me in prison because I know what I'm talking about on the past stuff, the current stuff, and the future stuff. And then I get to be lectured by people about, you know, you ought to talk about Israel. Well, you dumbasses must not be tuning to the show because when there's something important and something serious, we cover it. I just don't relish it like I'm doing some taboo thing and I'm secretly jerking off into the table. Oh God, I'm going to win. I'm really doing it right now. I mean, it's weird. So that's where I'm at on this. And I just have to sit here and watch all these Johnny-come-latelys with one-trick pony Israel, 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 Israel. And then I'm sitting here trying to cover AI takeovers and, you know, all the censorship laws and all the tyranny and the GMO in Canada just said we're not going to label fake meat genetically grown on the shelves. They already aren't labeling for 2 years now genetically modified salmon that is being sold in stores and doesn't say genetically modified. I mean, it just goes on and on. We got serious stuff to deal with here. And so somehow the great awakening we trigger happens that the globalists are bad, the media is bad, the government's run by corrupt people in many cases, but then somehow everybody latches on to one thing, and we've all got to be in awe of you know, any village idiot, I'm not saying that's Theo Vaughn, that just goes, well, God, I see a genocide, that's bad, we need to stop that. Okay, and do you know about the other genocides? I'm not saying don't cover the Gaza stuff. Do you know about a millions dead in Ukraine? Do you know about the millions dead in Africa for Muslims? Oh, covered up for Israel. No, I just cover all the big stuff. Like I just covered South Korea becoming totally communist and openly being under communist China's control. You know, we went to war in Vietnam to stop the Russians and the Chinese taking over Vietnam. Probably shouldn't have done that because it was just a jungle back then. Now it's a major industrial center, and it's allied with us out of free market and out of mutual respect. But South Korea is the most industrialized, high-tech center in the world per square foot, and it just fell to communist China. Kind of a big deal. When this gets posted on X, half the comments will be, why cover for Israel? China cutting off the rare earth minerals. I'll talk about it. Why cover for Israel? Because these people are challenged by other problems. They don't want to know about those. It's scary to them under cognitive dissonance. So they then just want to say, I'm bad, because that makes them feel big and powerful and pure and good. And the guy that literally engineered the global awakening, if anybody did it, the globalists admit it, the good guys and the bad guys, it's this operation. It's me. It's the crew. It's this. You know. So I'm sitting here like the MVP Pat Brady, of Fight the New World Order, if it was a football equivalent, and I'm not bragging, it's just true, and I get to have people that don't even know how to catch a football tell me how to fight the New World Order. I'm just sick of it. Listen, if you people want to get totally destroyed, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm talking about Ben Shapiro. People ask me, I see in the comments, they go, why are you criticizing the Israel bashers? You should spend your time on Ben Shapiro. You should spend your time on Netanyahu. You know, everybody already knows they're bad. They don't even have viewers anymore. I'm spending time on you because you are somewhat awake. You're the prodigal son, so I'm trying to talk to you because you still have some potential. You think I'm going to waste my time on Ben Shapiro? They're like, well, I mean, bash him. Israel's the most hated country in the world. It's the giant pile on. Now, can we pile on the pedophiles? Can we pile on the private Federal Reserve? Can we pile on the meat packers? Four companies that have a monopoly, and that's why the prices keep going up? Like we know how to fix every one of these things. We know who runs it, the insurance companies, how they own Big Pharma, vice versa, how the scam's going. We have all the receipts. We know how to fix it. But instead, this kleptocratic, crony capitalist, fascist, commie amalgamation, because every layer is a different system. Grassroots is commie. Then it's bureaucratic. Then it's corporate fascism. That's what BlackRock is. And the globalists insulate themselves from all the bad stuff they do. We have to de-insulate them by exposing them. And we're getting major traction on BlackRock getting shut down, trying to dictate what to do in industry in the States. And I mean, we're winning, but barely. And so I actually have extreme depth of knowledge, extreme context. And I got the whole blueprint laid out here. We know how to fix all of this. But I'm sorry, folks. You're going to have to learn more than just, oh, look, that person prayed at the Wailing Wall, and then just metaphysically play with yourself and talk about how you're good and they're bad all day long. And again, like, oh, look, the Jews are in trouble. We finally got them. He's trying to get us off their trail. It's all you do. If you're going to expose badness in Israel, be informed, know the facts, go in, cover it, move on to the next thing. And then you defuse the Zionists manipulating the other Jews who all feel threatened now, who don't know what's going on in the general public, who are sending record money to their very abusers that know they're stirring up the beehive so they can have this Armageddon, Megiddo crisis. And so the Israel lobby can fully take over the U.S. because they got a plan to false flag synagogues and stuff and come in with massive censorship. See, I'm not just talking about what happened in the past. I'm talking about what's about to happen. See? So I apologize to a lot of people out there that have woken up to the fact that they're being lied to, but who don't have any grasp or depth and who have low IQs. And I don't know how I respond to you. I can talk to you like you're five. And maybe I shouldn't waste my time on you. It just doesn't matter. But I'll tell you this. If we don't turn around the totalitarianism and all its flavors and forms, we are going to have a complete global depression. We are going to have total war. We're all completely screwed. And I'm literally just trying to save the ship here. And then I got to watch all these one-trick ponies, like a string you pull on those dolls that say like three things, and you pull it and it just says the same three things. Just pull string, pull string, pull string. And I'm just like, this is retarded. This is absolutely idiotic. God, I was supposed to get in the Epstein thing. I'm going to get to that too coming up. And I got Gruber. You know, I told you all the stuff he said and all the things he did. Why should I play the architect of Obamacare saying you're stupid and we wrote it to take over the market and screw everybody and we lied to you? You know what? You don't care. You don't even want to know about it. I understand. I understand Democrats definitely don't want to know they got scammed. They just want to hate Republicans or white people. Most of them are white, by the way, that hate white people, because that's an easy, mindless thing for them to do. Same thing. Democrats don't know anything, but white people are bad. It's real simple. It's tribal. It's mindless. Let's play Scott Jennings. Again, smart guy. He's smart enough to know this. Oh, Obamacare is a failure. It didn't work. No, it was a premeditated screw job with the Emanuels and with Gruber and with Obama and the insurance companies. And they're on record, and you know that, Jennings, because they never want you to know. He's a big Republican establishment guy, very articulate. I think he's very smart. But he always, oh, they're idiots. Oh, they don't know. Oh, they do. No, because you never admit it's on purpose that you got screwed. That's 10 times worse. And now you understand it's in total bad faith. Now you're not debating the mindless policies that their idiot constituents can't even understand. Now you can explain. Here is Gruber saying it. No. Let's not pull out the nuclear weapons. Let's not show them admitting it's a screw job. Let's just say it's those dumb liberals again. Boy, they just don't know what they're doing. I'm giving you the philosophy of victory here, people. That's why some of it's repetitive. Go to Jennings. Here it is.
One thing that came out of this entire fight is that the healthcare system in this country has been, Obamacare, has been exposed as a complete and utter failure. We all know it now. Everybody admits it. The other thing that came out is that Democrats are willing to make people suffer. And you heard Democrat after Democrat today say, well, we just couldn't prolong the suffering. So they admit that their political tactics were designed to inflict suffering on the American people. We also learned about cynical politics in this. But the overall issue of health care is going to have to be dealt with because the system has failed. Everyone, I think it's bipartisan now, admits it. But I'm not sure that having Mike Johnson commit to giving billions of dollars to insurance companies for insurance that's not getting any better, it feels like it's getting worse to the American people, is going to make a difference. I could see Democrats and Republicans coming together to discuss that, like if we're going to spend this amount of money, should we be just giving it to insurance companies or should we be doing something else with it that would actually have a chance of making it feel like you could get seen by a doctor and get a better health outcome? But what we're doing now, writing checks to health insurance companies, is not getting us any better outcomes.
Okay, so let's have some real solutions. pass a federal law that insurance companies must divest all interest in drug companies. Yeah, they set the drug prices. They rip you off. That's why. Oh, the insurance company's paying 60% of this expensive drug. How nice of them. They own the damn drug that they tripled the price on to completely screw you. Remember, we're 4% of the population of the world. We pay 76% of all the costs of all the money spent. We are literally seen as complete morons. Gruber said, thank God the American people are so stupid. Here's the quote. The stupidity of the American voter led us to hide Obamacare's true cost from the public. I got the video. It's coming up. But that's what I'm... Just come on, people. The insurance companies and the drug companies are all merged, the big ones. And they're raping you. They're raping me. We know what they're doing. We know how to fix it. And that's why they want me off the air. Because I'll tell you, and you can go look this up. This is not hidden. But Jennings didn't tell you that. He's the good Republican up there. He, you know, there it really didn't work, and they're dumb, and we don't know what to do. Gee, it's broken. It ain't broken. When Attila the Hun was racing through Europe, killing millions of people and dominating everybody and sacking major cities, he wasn't failing. He was doing it on purpose. Let's go to break. I'm going to come back with all the rest of it. Epstein, everything. Before we end this, I'm backed by you. I can't do this without your help, as I started at the beginning of the segment. You have to make the decision to say, this guy's really accurate. Boy, that bad guy's won him off the air. I should really support what he's doing. Plus, you know, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to get ultramethylene blue. I'm going to get the Shilajit. I'm going to get the IRC moss. I'm going to get the ultimate life force. I'm going to get these supplements. I'm going to get the bovine colostrum. We've got the highest rated. Just look at what that does for you. I'm going to go buy some stuff at thealexandstore.com. And I'm going to see, because already the show is worth financing and supporting. And then, of course, you're going to go, wow, this is really great. Yeah, of course. 80%+ reorder on the ultramethylene blue. Despite the fact it's close to selling out, more comes in a few weeks. Today is the last day. We extend it to tonight to buy one, get one free of the liquid tincture or the capsules. And today, a free murdered out collectible, high quality Richardson InfoWars cap in every order of everything. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I'm cutting this critical announcement on the morning of Tuesday, November 11th, 2025, Veterans Day. You have 48 hours flash sale to get one bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture and get the second one free and get a free custom Patriot ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. We've never done a sale this big. It's a flash sale. I was sitting here this morning about to cut the announcement about the free ball cap to celebrate Veterans Day, not just for our military veterans, but veterans of the info war. And I thought, wait a minute, let's extend the ultramethylene blue sale, even though it's close to selling out. Don't worry, more's coming in a few weeks. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Because the globalists are close to shutting down InfoWars, the building and the website, but not we the people of the InfoWar. We have the Alex Jones Network that Bigley owns. They're the owner of thealexjonesstore.com, and that's why it's so critical you go there and support the broadcast and get great products at the same time. Victory is all about being aware, standing up, and taking action. And you can't take action in a better way fighting for you and your family's future and our collective liberties than supporting the operation at thealexjonesstore.com. So you have 48 hours to buy one bottle of methylene blue, get one free, and the free ball cap right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Now again, ladies and gentlemen, we're winning some big battles here. We haven't won the war, and the globalists have been salivating over getting us off the air. They are so ridiculously foolish. We're not going to miss a beat. We're going to be on all the same radio stations, all the same systems. It's going to blow up in their face, bigger than ever. The only missing equation is you continuing to spread the word when we make this move and supporting us at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, while getting products that enrich you and your family's lives. The only way you fail is not taking action. And don't forget what Thomas Jefferson said during the Revolutionary War. The only thing that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men do nothing. You're the good men and women. Take action now. Support the tip of the spear, thealexjonesstore.com, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me and my crew in the fight.